ज्ञानतिमिरांभस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयाम चरणति। अंगश्यामलिं छटाभिरमितुं मन्दे कृतं देवनं जाग्रं जागुदरोचिसं विदधतं पट्टं वरस्य श्रिया। वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदिलसद्दामाभिरामोदरम् राधास्कन्दनिवेशितो जलभुजं ध्याये। गुरु गौरांग राधा विनोद बिहारी जी के कृपा से आज खेलन बन रामघाट बिहार बन तपोवन काश्रय ग्राम अक्षयगढ़ चीरघाट से बच्छवन और वहां से गरुड़ गोविंद ये सब स्थानों को दर्शन करके हम लोग यहाँ पर लौटे हैं। सबसे पहले हम लोग खेलन बन आजकल उसको शेरगढ़ करते हैं वहां पर पहुंचे। कृष्ण सखाओं के साथ में खेलते थे वहां पर विभिन्न प्रकार की क्रीड़ा और राधे जी भी अपनी सहेलियों के साथ में वहां पर खेलती थी क्रीड़ा करती थी विहार करती थी इसलिए उस वन का नाम खेलन बन पड़ा है। किसी समय में जटिला राधा जी की सास और राधा जी की ननद कुटिला ये सब राधा जी के वृद्ध में ये सती नहीं है इस प्रकार से उसकी निंदा करते थे राधा जी का। एक दिन कृष्ण बीमार पड़ गए बहुत से वैद्य इत्यादि आए ठीक नहीं हुए अंत में जोगमाया आई उन्होंने कहा कोई सती नारी जमुना जी से 1000 छिद्र वाले घड़े से पानी ले आए तब तो ये बच सकते हैं कृष्ण अथवा नहीं बचे। सब लोगों ने कहा जटिला तो बहुत सती है नारी है उसको जोगमाया ने 1000 छिद्र वाले एक घड़ा दिया ये जमुना से पानी ले आओ और उसे कृष्ण का स्नान कराने से ठीक हो जाए। वो अपने को बहुत ही सती पतिव्रता स्त्री समझती थी वो वहां गई और पानी भरने के लिए घड़ा डुबाया और सब पानी निकल गया वहीं पर रख करके वो लौट गई चली गई अपने घर। इसके बाद में कुटिला को बुलाया कुटिला भी पानी भरने गई पानी भरा किंतु सब पानी गिर गया वो भी लज्जित होकर के जाओ चली गई किसी को मुख नहीं दिख रहा। किसी को भी बुलाया गया कोई नहीं आया, तो अंत में पौर्णमासी जी ने कहा राधा जी को बुलाया, अच्छा तुम जाओ तो तुम पानी ले आओ तो कृष्ण बच सकेंगे तो नहीं। राधा जी गई और पानी भरा, एक बूंद भी नहीं गिरा, और पानी को ले आकर के पौर्णमासी जी ने कृष्ण का अभिषेक कर दिया, पानी से स्नान करा दिया और कृष्ण उठ करके खड़े हो गए। और सब लोग कहने लगे जटिदार कुटलर ये पतिव्रता नहीं है, ये राधा जी ही पतिव्रता है, इस प्रकार से कृष्ण ने प्रमाणित किया। ये लीला खेलन बन में हुई। वहां से फिर राम घाट में गए और वहां के लीला के संबंध में
ये
पद्मनाभ महाराज के So, the name of the grace of Shri Guru Ramgat, the first song was Ramgat. Ramgat meaning Balaram. This is the place of pastimes and dancing and Rasleela between Shri Baladev and the Vrajadevis of Vrindavan. After Krishna and Balaram had left Vrindavan, they had been gone for a considerable time. The gopis and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan had been experiencing such separation. And there are messages going back and forth about Karen's position of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, how much pain, how much separation they were feeling. In Mathura and Dwarka also, Krishna and Baladeva were feeling the same separation. Earlier, Uddhava had gone, under the instruction of Krishna, to try to alleviate the pain of the inhabitants. He was only very partially successful. Then, Baladev, after some time, felt a great welling up in his own heart, a great feeling of separation and a desire to be with the inhabitants. And Sri Krishna Chakravarti comments, how could he be able to leave Krishna? And at the same time, you know, what force would be powerful enough to cause Baladev to want to leave Krishna? But he describes the madness of the separation he was feeling and the desire to be with them and the desire to alleviate their pain caused Balaram to go to Vrindavan. And so he went, and he was initially greeted by his mother and father, greeted by Radha Baba, Jashoda Devi, and there were great feelings of warmth, affection, there was crying of tears. Baladev was put on the lap of both Radha Baba and Jashoda, and they were very heartfelt, warm greetings and exchanges. Then he also greeted all of his different associates according to his relationship with them. Some of them he was older and they offered him obeisances and touched his feet. Some of them he embraced, and some of them he offered respects to also by touching their feet. Then gradually he was able to separate himself and he was able to meet up with various Vrajadevis. And it's at the place of Ramgat that he actually performed Rasleela. Now this is a very misunderstood. It can be misunderstood because most of people are thinking, how could anybody but Krishna perform Rasalila? Right? We think that. Krishna is the ultimate Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate enjoyer, the Vishaya. And everyone else is his servant. But Baladev, he is also Krishna's first expansion. And it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Baladev is, for all intents and purposes, non different from Krishna. The only difference between Baladev and Krishna is that Krishna is black and Baladev is white. However, there's one other significant difference, that within Baladev resides the mood of seva to Krishna. And this mood of seva actually originates in Balaram. That's why he is a Kandaburutatra, the original principle of guru. Everyone's desire and capacity to render service comes through Baladev. So, Baladev did indeed engage in Rasalila with many Vrajadevis at one God. What is the nature of Rasalila? Rasalila is a joyous activity. There can be singing, there can be dancing, there can be water sports, playing instruments, very joyous, happy, harmonious occasion. And in this way, Baladev is engaging like that. The question might arise, how did he engage with Krishna's gopis, Baladev and Rasalila? Well, that's also answered. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary, explains that the gopis that Baladev engaged with were his own gopis. Earlier, at the time of Holi, when Krishna and Baladev had been engaging in Holi and word sports, there were gopis that Krishna was engaging in. Engaging with, and gopis that Baladev was engaging with. And there was also another group of gopis who were very young at that time, who had not had the opportunity to engage in Rasalila. And at that time, they had engaged, they had clasped the Baladev with loving glances. But they had not yet had an opportunity to fulfill and to have their relationship with him realized. So it was primarily these gopis, and some others that were engaging, and the other gopis were witnesses as well. But there's another point, that even if all of the gopis had engaged, what is the nature of this pastime? And what is the nature of Baladev? Baladev is the pure, untainted servant of Krishna, as is everyone in Braj. Baladev's only motive, his only mood, is to serve Krishna, to bring happiness and pleasure to Krishna. So his only mood in Rasalila was to give pleasure to Krishna by alleviating the pain of his devotees. And the same mood of these gopis and devotees was also to provide that same pleasure. No taint of material lust or impropriety exists
about
in that place.
Performing Rasalila.
Furthermore,
all the
it can also be said that whereas on this mundane plane, it may be that the activities of men and women in this way are lusty and improper, but even in the heavenly planets, men and women are allowed to engage freely in dancing and singing, and there is no consideration of sin as far as the heavenly planets. So what to speak of the plane of Goloka, the Gokul? There is no sin or impropriety. So, in this way, Baladev engaged for 2 months at Ramadan, and alleviated the pain of all the devotees there and brought great happiness and remembrance of Krishna. It's also described in that place that while they were dancing, the trees were oozing for Rudi beverage. Varuna, his gorger for Rudi, came in the form of an intoxicating liquid beverage. And Baladev and all the Vrajadevis were taking of this beverage and becoming spiritually intoxicated. And rolling his eyes and walking like a drunken object with great pleasure, he was calling out to the Jamuna, come, because they were tired, they wanted to bathe in their waters to cool off and quench their thirst. But Jamuna was feeling, a little uncertain because of the apparent intoxication of Baladev, and there was some confusion in her heart, and she did not come initially. And Baladev became very angry. And he said, if you won't come to me, and he took his plow. He said, I will divide you into 100 rivulets. And he began to drag her forcibly with the plow. Immediately she came, begged forgiveness, and offered prayers to propitiate or to please him. and then they bathed happily in the water. Now, why would Mother Day refer to Chamuna? Because Chamuna is generally in Vrindavan considered to be none other than the Shakti Devi, correct? Yes. But there's another part of Chamuna that flows further, and that is the expansion of Kalindi, one of Krishna's creeds in Dwarka. And it was this part of the Chamuna, that Chamuna which flows into the sea, was the wife of the sun god, that Baladev engaged in this way. He would never act in such a manner with Vishaka, Krishna's dearly beloved. So, in this way, these pastimes went on, and this is the memory and the beautiful movement that we are trying to conjure up when we go to God. Today we have the opportunity and pleasure to make the best of that once holy place and to make the blessings and mercies of Baladev and all the virgin ladies there.
What I told before, translation.
So, on the way to Mount God, we pass through Kiranma. So there, Sri Krishna with his cowboy friends and Radhika with her sakis would enjoy many types of playful pastimes. Kelana means to play, so Kelanvan. So one time, we know that Jatila, the mother-in-law of Radhika, and Kutila, the sister-in-law, are always giving so many different types of torches to Srimati Radhika. Then in order to rectify this, one time Sri Krishna manifested himself is becoming very sick. That time many types of doctors came and many types of medicines were delivered, but Krishna was not alleviated from his sickness. That time Sri Yogamaya Devi came and said, if anyone can bathe Krishna in water that has been brought from the Yamuna in a pot with 1,000 holes, then Krishna can be cured. So Jatila, she's always very proud. I'm the most chaste woman in Vrindavan. Radhika is very unchaste. Then she came with her pot with 1,000 holes. She filled it up and gave herself Abhishek, because all the water came down from every hole. Then she was so much embarrassed, because this is proof that she is not so much chaste. This is a very embarrassing thing. Therefore, she, without saying anything to anyone, she ran away secretly. Then Jatila, she came up for her time. And also, Kutila. So Jatila came first, Kutila came second. Then she took her part of 1,000 holes, and also the same thing. Then she was very much embarrassed, and she returned. Then no one else was willing to become publicly blasphemed in such a way. Then Yogamaya said, I think Radhika, she should try. Then was Radhika, she prayed, if I only ever thought of one man in my whole life, may my chastity be protected. Radhika took her part with 1,000 holes, but not even one drop fell from that. Yogamaya took that water from the head of Radhika and bathed Krishna in that. He immediately stood up and was cured. Then everyone was gossiping, yes, Jatila and Kutila are very unchaste, but Radhika really, she is the topmost chaste woman in Braj. Go Premanandi.
अभी बलदेव जी के रास के संबंध में बतलाया श्री चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर ने कहा है ये रास लीला जो कि वो कृष्ण की सखियां अलग थी बलदेव प्रभु जी की अलग थी और जमुना जी को खींचा जमुना तो विशाखा जी हैं तो विशाखा जी को किस प्रकार से वो खींच सकते हैं और ये विशाखा जी राधा जी की सखी हैं और उनकी वैभव प्रकाश समुद्रगामिनी जमुना है ब्रज में रहने वाली वो जमुना है विशाखा समुद्र गामनी जाने वाली वो अलग है उनका वैभव प्रकाश है इसलिए उस यमुना को खींचा जो समुद्र के तरफ में जाती है, समुद्र जिनके पति है, इसलिए इसमें कोई दोष नहीं हुआ।
Also, we heard about Sri Baladev's Rasleela. Here in his commentary, Sri Vishwanatha Kavita Thakur explains that Krishna had a separate group of gopis and Balaram also had a separate group of gopis. Here a doubt may come that how can Balaram catch hold of Yamuna, who is otherwise Vishakha, who is Krishna's demon sati? Then the answer is given that the portion of the Yamuna which flows towards the ocean is known as Kalindi, and she is the wife of the ocean. So it is that portion of the Yamuna named Kalindi which Balaram dragged towards himself.
Bihar Bal. Yo.
So under the guidance of Srila Gurudev, Vaishnava and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we went to Viharavan. So Viharavan is the place of Radha Krishna's pastimes and also the place of Sri Krishna's tending cows. So as we know that Sri Krishna used to tend many cows there. Sri Krishna, he early morning used to go for tending cows, and that time Mother Yashoda used to follow him, and despite being returned so many times on the pretext of she used to follow Krishna. Krishna used to tell her, please go back, and she would say, no, your peacock feather is not right, you should set it right. Then after walking a few steps, she again come behind him. He should say that, let me chant some mantras to protect you in the forest. Then again Krishna will walk and look ahead. Then she will tell Krishna that, listen, that she will tell Subal, Sridhar, that Subal should walk on his left hand side, Sridhar should walk on his right hand side, Baladev should walk in the front, and you should protect Krishna, make sure that nothing will happen to him, guard him completely. Then she will tell Krishna, then again Krishna will walk a little ahead, and again she will stop Krishna and say, Vatsas Pava Pandarish Vicharan Dura Pachare Raman, Nisar Vashak Laha Brahma Vicham, Narayana Dasasi, Nikit Kaste Shodaya Nurikot Vat Jagat Vishwara, Vipot Kadvai Gara Vrida Vasha Pakta Dhabu Sivitam. Krishna, she will tell Krishna, if you see some forest animals, then what you should do, you should remember Narayana, he is our family deity. And Krishna doesn't want to smile, he is pressing his lower lip and upper lip and he is hiding his smile. So Yashoda is completely covered by the Mahaguruja. Then finally Krishna tells her, mother, you have to go back now because you have to send the lunch for the forest and then we have to take his lunch, right? And you have to send lunch for us, you have to prepare the lunch. So it's Yav my bhav. If you don't return now, then I don't have bhav. So he will give his whole mouth to Yashoda and then Yashoda will come back. But anyways, all the gopis, they will be standing on high rise mountain, just watching Krishna going. And all day long, Krishna will tend cows there. The sakas will play, they will have lunch there. And there, Krishna will expand as many sakas are there, and he will honor their the prasad he has brought from home. He will feed what he has brought from the home, he will put in their mouth. And their sakas will also feed him what they have brought from their own home. Then Krishna will expand and every sakha will massage the feet of Krishna. Krishna will take as many forms as the sakhas. So this is the place of sakhyas also. They will climb on different trees, imitating the frogs, imitating the movements of birds, imitating the movement of swans. And also night time also Krishna's rasa will take place there. Evening time he will come back from the forest. Sayam Ramana Manaka Srimila Avada Sankirtana Nyadri Pinda Chikha Bhattana Sita Mantrakshana Sobhadhyapa Samantra Pradhatma Mahimudha Kiru Gopal Bhakti Sayam Krishna Vrinda Vrinda Sushkele Vrinda. You play the flute, this flute song will attract the cows. He will call them Vishanki, Mandasthani, Pradashanki, Pinyakshani, Mudamukhi, Dhumale, Shabali, Hamsi, Haushikri. इति स्वरूपम् आवय इति मूर्दीकरण इति ध्वनि विदुरम् आवय भरति अन्त चित्तं भवे What is this like Krishna is playing the flute and calling every single cow by the name and hearing the name of the cows, what is your feeling uttipit in the heart? And then Krishna is returning from the evening, when he is returning from the evening time, his face is covered by the dust and he is little tired. Shanto Karamakrati, Chopasthi, Naimatsovi, Shreyansivat Meshava. Although he is tired, but he looks very, very attractive. Then also in the night time, there will be Rasa in the Vihara. Gopis will be dancing with Sri Krishna. He is like, this is a place very decorated by Krishna's sweet pastimes, Madhura pastime, Vatsala pastimes, Sakya pastimes. So therefore, this Vrindavan actually is decorated by Krishna's fruit song. Mukunda Muraliya, Shravana Chanda, Bandhavi, Dharamara, Dharamitapati, Dharamara Vrindyandara, Kalindagiri, Nandini, Kamala Chandara, and Dorina. So this beautiful Vrindavan Dham, this Vihara is also part of the Kerala. As we know that Srimati Radhika, after Krishna went from Vrindavan to Mathura, Srimati Radhika went to Kerala, and in Kerala, she jumped in the water of Jamuna. When she jumped in the water of Jamuna, actually, the Vishakha Devi took her to the sun god's planet. There, she was lamenting in separation of Krishna. When she was lamenting in separation of Krishna, the wife of sun god actually told that Vishakha, that take her to see the Purnam form of Narayana, maybe she will be pacified. And then Vishakha told, no, she is not attracted to any form, Purnam form. She is only attracted to the Purnam form of Krishna. She told that Gopinam Vashupendra Nandanesha Bhavasya Kastam Kudhi, Vidhyanam Shavade Duruha Padavik Sanchayana Pakriyam, Avishnava Kvashnavitam Tasmin Vidhyadishnavi, Vyasa Mahanta Chaturvita Vujim Rabha Dev Kunchati. Gopis are not attracted to the Purana form. If they see the Purana form, the love in their heart actually becomes condensed, contracted. Their love is only attracted to Krishna who has Purana form. Radhika says that the boy who has no peacock feather on the head, one who his face is not decorated by the mirrors from the Govardhan, who has no
What seems to be talking about the beauty of Krishna, how Srimati Radhika only attracted to Krishna in his two and that's four, not in 400.
Vatsavan. Oh. Vatsavan.
Cheer God first.
हाँ चीरघाट चीरघाट
मज्ञान तिरंग स्यागर अवजनाशन अभियंशर शुरू इन्होंने तस्माय शुद्ध रहेगा हम चक्र पत्र विस्तृत की पसंद के रक्षा पति तरंग रक्षा विश्व इंद्रियों का दस्तावेज But you see, my only masters on my head, Shri Prabhupada, Shri Guru Maharaj, and Shri Gurudev, and he speaks on Singham, the Chirgat Pastime. After visiting Ramgat and Biharan under the guidance of Shri Gurudev and Vaishnavas, we went to the beautiful Chirgat. Chirgat means stealing the ghats where some theft had been produced, has been performed. After performing the Kachayani Vrata, the young gopis came. That was the last day of their brats, and they were bathing in the Jamuna River, up to their neck. And they had been doing very slow austerity for the whole months in order to please Kachayani Devi. Every morning they would make a deity of the day, of the goddess with sand and earth and offer to her different sweetmeats and flowers. And especially they would offer our heart chanting in prayers, asking her, please, Mahamayi, great goddess, make it so that we can become the wives of Krishna, let him become our husband, Pati. And here we have explained that Pati means Upapati or Param. So for a whole month they were performing this vrata. This was the last day. And the gopis were bathing in the Jamuna. At that time, Krishna, still very young, 5 or 6 years old, with a few little boys, half naked, following him, he came. And as they were bathing, he collected all their clothes and then climbing the katana tree that we all know religiously circumambulated today. And he disposed the different clothes of the gopis on the different branches. And then as they were returning from the bath, suddenly they saw them, where our clothes gone. And they heard a very familiar sound, Krishna's laughter and his beautiful voice saying, "Oh, my dear gopis, if you want your clothes, you have to come back and get them." And they engaged in a very extravagant dialogue. Gopis telling, "But you are a very religious person. You are famous as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, very religious person. You know it's not proper for you to act like that." And Krishna said, "Oh, but who tells me that these clothes are belonging to you? So many people come to bathe, so many ladies, why should be your clothes? No, you should come one by one and get your clothes and we'll give to you." They said, "No, you don't have to do that. You go away, we'll find our clothes." Krishna says, "But maybe some gopi will steal a clothes of another gopi, and I will be responsible for this theft. What will happen to me?" And in this way, they have this extravagant exchange between themselves. And Krishna, it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he treated them just like dolls, completely, completely manipulated them. But because they were so full of love for him, actually, although that he was making some extravagant demand to them, they were not smiling and shyly looking at him, and actually they were enjoying the whole thing. Finally, Krishna told them, "Now you have to come out and get your clothes." And then they said, "Well, I think we will stay in the water for one more month to make the blood vow." They were trying to escape for so many ways to come out and naked in front of him. So Krishna says, "No problem. I think being inspired by your austerities, I will also spend 1 month here doing austerities with you. You in the water and me in the tree." So finally, when the gopis could see that there was no way out, they started to push each other. You go first. But no one of them dared to come out. Finally, they came out, and then they were all in one line. Krishna says, "No, not like that. You have to go in one line like this, one after another." And they were hiding with their hair and with their hands, or with their shyness. And then Krishna was saying, "This is not proper. You have taken baths. What kind of hairdo is that? You have to tie your hair very nicely. And then you have to come out one by one. You have to get your clothes." And still there was so much hesitant, they were still making so many obstacles, so many proposing Krishna about this, but that Krishna was just, he wouldn't let go. So finally they agreed to his order, and one by one they came out. Krishna even made them offer obeisances with both hands above their heads, so there would be no shyness left. Because he said, "You have committed offense to Varuna there by bathing naked. This is not proper. You have to offer obeisances." They were trying to offer obeisances with one hand, covering their private parts with another hand. He said, "No, not like that. You have to do both hands above your head." Finally, they agreed to that. Then Krishna one by one gave them their clothes. So one of the teaching here is that if we want to come in front of Krishna, we must give up every single attachment. We must depend fully on Krishna and do whatever he wants, and there shouldn't be anything between him and us. You may have heard many times Srimad Madhava Maharaj when he told the story of Draupadi. When Draupadi was calling for Krishna, first she was calling with one hand, but holding her sari with the other hand. Krishna didn't come. So finally she raised both hands with her teeth, was holding her sari. Krishna was not impressed. So finally, when she raised both hands and completely depended upon him, then he came. So in a similar way, Krishna is teaching that to come to me, you have to be completely surrendered, and there should be no attachment whatsoever left. Otherwise, you cannot come to me. 1 second,
Vatsaban.
Thank you. बचपन तो हमारा संपत्ति है, इसलिए बचपन से हम कैसे पद ले जाए और बिना पक्ष लेकर हम जाए तो हमारे माँ बाप क्या सोचेंगे। सब लोग बहुत चिंतित हो गए, सब लोग पैसे ढूंढने के लिए निकल पड़े। इसने बताया सके तुम लोग ये बैठो, तुम लोग कहाँ ढूंढोगे, मैं तो जा करके अपने पंखे तेल करूंगा, बस यहाँ जाएंगे, कोई चिंता नहीं। मैं एक देखता हूँ ये कृष्ण गए हाथ में था दधी का बाव, यानी दधी और चावल मिला हुआ अन्न, और दोनों अंगुलियों के बीच में पेटी के आचार और अरो का आचार भरा हुआ था। ये कृष्ण गए ढूंढने के लिए, इतने में ब्रह्मा जी आकर सखों को चुरा करके जो मैं अंदर में छिपा दिया। कृष्ण आए स्वयं भगवान होते हुए भी कृष्ण के एक ही साथ उनका सर्वज्ञता भी है और मुग्धता भी है। चुम्बन के प्रभाव से मुक्त हो गए। मैं सखा कहाँ है, बजरे कहाँ है, हाथ के दधी का पत्र धरा के धरा रह गया, खा नहीं पा रहे, चिंता कर रहे क्या करूं, मैं इसे छोड़ के कैसे जाऊं, एक ही बार ब्रज में लौटूंगा, ब्रजवासी से क्या कहेंगे, अरे कान्हा मेरी बेटा कहाँ है, अरे बजरे कहाँ है, इसे चिंता करने लगे। मैं बहुत चिंतित हो गए तो जो मैंने उनको यह दिया दिला दिया कि आप सर्वज्ञ भी हैं, कृष्ण सर्वज्ञ शक्ति के द्वारा जान लिया कि ये किसकी का पुत्र है। तो कृष्ण अपने आप जितने सखा थे सखा बन गए, जितने बछड़े थे बछड़े बन गए, बन करके ब्रज से प्रतिदिन आते हैं जाते हैं गोचरण के लिए, जिनकी जैसी बोली जिनकी जैसे स्वभाव ऐसे हो गए, और जैसे पकड़े की स्पीकर से आए थे कुछ चले जाते कोई समझ नहीं सके। इधर श्री गुरु जी ने बताया ब्रह्मोहन लीला के संदर्भ में, एक तो ब्रह्मा जी उनको एक से कुछ ना करके जो मैंने खाते में रख दिया, दूसरे और एक से जो है जो कृष्ण खुद प्रकट किया है वो कृष्ण है गोचरण कर रहे हैं, और जो मैं अपने अलग से प्रकट किया जो दूसरे प्रकट जो दूसरे प्रकाश में गोचरण चल रहा है किसी को समझ में नहीं आया, तीन से को प्रकट किया। अब कृष्ण यदि जा रहे हैं तो ब्रह्मा जी क्या किया, लोग छिपा करके गए ब्रह्मलोक में, और इतने में से कृष्ण क्या किया, ब्रह्मा जी के पहुंचने के पहले ही खुद ब्रह्मा हवन करके ब्रह्मलोक में चले गए सत्यलोक में, और नौकरों को आदेश दिया देखो मुझे पता चला कोई एक भूमि आ रहा है मेरा रूप बना करके, उनको अंदर आने मत देना, मैं कृष्ण संग नाटक करेंगे कौन सच सच समझ सकते हैं। ये ब्रह्मा जी आए अंदर जा रहे हैं, जैसे आप अपने कमरे में जाएंगे अब नौकर में क्या कुछ जरूरत है, ब्रह्मा वेदरथ जा रहे हैं, सखा जो नौकर थे दंड आ दिया, अरे तुम कौन हो, कहां से आए हो, कहां जाना चाहते हो। तो ब्रह्मा जी ने बताया उन लोगों को नाम लेकर के आए, मैं तुम्हारा प्रभु हूं, अब हम लोग का नाम भी जान लिया, एक पैर पड़ोगे तो तुम्हें चाकना चूर कर दूंगा, तुम्हारे धर्म प्रसिद्ध नहीं रहेगा, क्या सोचते हो। ब्रह्मा जी ने बताया अरे तुम क्या पागल हो गए हो, नौकर ने कहा नहीं हम पागल नहीं है, तुम ढोंगी हो पागल हो, हमारे प्रभु तो अंदर बैठे हुए हैं, हमारे प्रभु ने हम लोगों को बता दिया तो एक ढोंगी आ रहा है चाल सिर बना करके आगे बढ़ोगे तो कोई खैर नहीं, क्या बात है। ब्रह्मा जी उनके पैर लोट आए, आ करके ध्यान लगा, अरे ये सिर्फ भगवान कृष्ण है, तब तो उनको बहुत घबराहट हुआ। फिर मठा में लोट आए, ब्रज में विश्वास प्रकाश में लोट आए, इतने में मनुष्य मान में एक साल बीत गया, आकर के प्रणाम किया, उठ करके देखा जितने सरकार जितने बचड़े उनके लोगों की कपड़े सब चतुर्भुज हो गए, तो दिखाना चाहते हैं ब्रह्मा जी को देखो तो मैं ही तुम्हारा आत्मा नहीं हूँ, हमारे सखा हैं बचड़े हैं और उनके कपड़े हैं सब सच्चिदानंद है सब तुम्हारा आराधना है। वो विष्णु रूप नहीं दिखाया क्योंकि ब्रह्मा जी का आराधना है गर्भोदक सही विष्णु चतुर्भुज खाली, इसलिए उनको दिखा दिया। अब क्या करो, फिर देखे तो वही है, इधर गोचारण भी हो रहा है, तो हो सकता है कि मैं जब इधर देखता हूँ तो हिंदू कुछ लाकर उच्चारण करते हैं, जब उधर देखता हूँ तो उधर जाके छिपा देते हैं। चार सीर होने के नाते दो सीर से जमुना की ओर देखा, दो सीर से इधर देखा, एक ही समय दोनों को देखा तो बलवीर सिंह भगवान। अब क्या करें, ऐसे तो नहीं हुआ, प्रार्थना करने लगी। क्या प्रार्थना करें, नौ मिठाते यम प्रभु श्री कलिदंबराय दुन्या पदं सवरितिच्छल सनुखाय वर्ण सजेक भवते परिसार वेणु लक्ष्मश्री मृदुपदे पुष्पांग जाय। बोला नौ मिठाते यम प्रभु से पहले प्रणाम कर रहे हैं, क्यों ब्रह्मा जी के मन में डर है,
अगर प्रणाम न करूं तो कृष्ण
कृष्ण को देखकर तैर कर रहे ये शेई, अरे तो वही परम ब्रह्म है। इस प्रकार से उस गांव का नाम हो गया से। थोड़ी देर में चौमा एक ग्राम है, ब्रह्मा जी नौमी देते से ये सब स्तुति कर रहे हैं और कृष्ण श्रीदाम सखा के कंधे पर एक हाथ रख करके लीला कमल घुमा रहे हैं और बच्चे कह रहे अरे चौमा चौमा माने चार मुंह वाला, चिढ़ा रहे हैं इसलिए चौमा में। उसके बाद में हम लोगों की यात्रा एक गरुड़ गोविंद में कृष्ण ने लीला करते करते एक दिन श्रीदाम को ही गरुड़ बना दिया और उनके कंधे पर चढ़ करके और वही लीला करने लगे। इस प्रकार से गरुड़ गोविंद से यहाँ पर आए माधुर्य का लंबिनी। साधु संग, पहले तो श्रद्धा बतलाया और साधु संग कहते हैं। ग्रंथकार श्री चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर पहले श्रद्धा के स्तरों का वर्णन किया और साधु संग का कारण। श्रद्धा कैसे होती है? साधुओं के संग से, अथवा कृष्ण संबंधी कोई लीला भूमि, गंगा यमुना इत्यादि पर जो सुकृति होती है, पूंजीभूत होने पर श्रद्धा होती है या साधु संग में श्रद्धा होती है। और साधु संग का स्तर बतला रहे हैं। श्रद्धा उत्पन्न होने पर गुरु का चरणाश्रय ग्रहण करना होता है और फिर चरणाश्रय करके भजन परिपाटी और सदाचार सीखना पड़ता है। इसलिए जीव गोस्वामी ने भी इस श्लोक की व्याख्या इस प्रकार से की है। सर्वप्रथम साधु संघ में भक्ति शास्त्रों के श्रवण के द्वारा श्रद्धा होती है। साधु शास्त्र के वचनों में सुदृढ़ विश्वास होना ये श्रद्धा है। इसके बाद में भजन कर्तव्य है समझ करके अब गुरु चरण गुरु जी के चरणों का पदाश्रय करता है। ये भजन करने के लिए गुरु की जरूरत है। अब यहाँ उनसे चरणाश्रय करके पिशंभेन गुरु सेवा, उनके निकट भजन पारिपाटी की शिक्षा करता है। और विशंभ माने विश्वास अथवा लौकिक संबंधवत सेवा। तात्पर्य की साधु शास्त्र और गुरु पदाश्रय के भक्ति दराजा प्रवेश द्वार बतलाते हैं। भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर ने कहा है, हरि नामेर नौका खानी सी गुरु कंडल। श्रीमद भागवत में भी बतलाया, निदेह मद्दम सुलभम सुदुर्लभम प्लम सुकल्पम गुरु कर्ण धार। बिना गुरु के चरणाश्रय किए हुए भाव सागर को पार नहीं किया जा सकता। इसलिए श्रीमद भागवत में बतलाया, तस्मात गुरुम प्रपद्येत जिज्ञासु से उत्तमम शाब्दे परे च निष्णातम ब्रह्मण्युपशमस्य। जो परम कल्याण अपना जानना चाहते हैं, जो कल्याण कैसे होगा, उसे गुरुदेव की शरण लेना चाहिए। गुरुदेव ऐसे हों जो शब्द ब्रह्म अर्थात श्रुति शास्त्र में पारदर्शी विद्वान हो, समस्त शास्त्रों का ज्ञान हो, विशेष करके समस्त शास्त्रों का सार श्रीमद्भागवत का पूरा ज्ञान हो, इसलिए कि वो शिष्यों को समझा सके, उनको कोई संदेह हो तो दूर कर सके, और साथ ही परब्रह्म में परिनिष्ठित तत्व ज्ञानी भी हो, उनका चित्त शांत हो और व्यवहार में प्रपंच के प्रति प्रवृत्त न हो, विषयों से वैराग्य उनको हो। तात्पर्य है, महत कृपा से जो सिद्धि प्राप्त श्रद्धा प्राप्त कर सदगुरु का चरणाश्रय करते हैं, गुरु में ये निम्न लिखित लक्षण है गुरु के, जो वेद और वेद के तात्पर्य ज्ञात श्रीमद्भागवत आदि शास्त्रों में पारदर्शी हो, जो शिष्य के समस्त संदेह को दूर कर सके। जिन्होंने दृढ़ विश्वास और निष्ठा के साथ में भगवान का भजन किया है और उसके फलस्वरूप भगवान की अनुभूति कुछ कुछ आई है, जिन्होंने भगवान की कृपा प्राप्त कर भगवान का अनुभव कुछ किया है, तथा शिष्य के हृदय में भी शक्ति संचार कर सकते हैं, और जो काम क्रोध लोभ इत्यादि को छोड़ दी चुके हैं, उसके वशीभूत नहीं है और विषयों से जिनका डर है, ऐसा गुरु का प्रदर्शन करने से तब भक्ति का स्तर बढ़ेगा और प्रेम प्राप्ति होगी, अन्यथा प्रेम प्राप्ति नहीं होगी। श्री रूप गोस्वामी ने दीक्षा के संबंध में कहा, गुरु पदाश्रय तस्मा कृष्ण दीक्षा आदि शिक्षण विषमधैन गुरु सेवा। गुरु पदाश्रय और कृष्ण मंत्र में दीक्षा ग्रहण कर भागवत धर्म का शिक्षा और वैष्णव आचार की शिक्षा सदाचार और विश्वास पूर्वक गुरु की सेवा, इन अंगों में गुरु पदाश्रय संपन्न होता है। दीक्षा मंत्र ग्रहण से पूर्व शिष्य उनके साथ में रहकर कुछ दिन तक उनकी सेवा करे और उनका चरित्र देखे, जो कोई चरित्र में कोई अनाचार है या नहीं, ये तत्वदर्शी है कि नहीं है, पूर्ण विश्वास हो जाए तो उसे वो दीक्षा ग्रहण करते हैं। और शिष्य गुरु भी देखता है कि ये सदाचार संपन्न और शिष्य होने लायक नहीं है या है, या भक्ति का अतिरिक्त कुछ दूसरे की अभिलाषा करता है, तब उसे दीक्षा नहीं देगी। इसी को गुरु प्रशक्ति कहते हैं। गुरु और शिष्य परस्पर स्वभाव और लक्षण आदि की परीक्षा करके देखेंगे ये गुरु है कि नहीं, ये शिष्य है कि नहीं। दीक्षा काले भक्त करे आत्मसमर्पण, सही काले कृष्ण तारे करे आत्मसम, सही देह करे तार चिदानंदमय अप्राकृत देह तार चरण भज। दीक्षा ग्रहण के पश्चात गुरु उसको भजन की रीति, भागवत और वैष्णव सदाचारी इत्यादि की शिक्षा देते हैं, तत्पश्चात गुरु की सेवा करनी पड़ती। गुरु सेवा किसको कहते हैं? विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर जी कह रहे हैं, जिस प्रकार से पतिव्रता स्त्री पति के सेवा में मग्न होकर के पुत्र इत्यादि की किसी की याद नहीं रखती, पति के सेवा में अत्यंत निमग्न हो जाती है, उसी प्रकार से गुरु सेवा के द्वारा सब प्रकार के साध्यों की सिद्धि गुरु सेवानिष्ठ शिष्य यदि है तो श्रवण कीर्तन इत्यादि यदि नहीं करे भी, छूट भी जाए, तो भी गुरु सेवा के से गुरु की कृपा से वो सब शास्त्र का तत्पर्य समझ करके भजन राज्य में सब पड़ जाएगा। इसे सोचो, कोई यदि गुरु की सेवा कर रहा है, पढ़ा लिखा भी नहीं है, कुछ भी नहीं है और श्रवण कीर्तन भी नहीं करता, दिन रात गुरु की सेवा में लगा रहता है, समय नहीं उसको है, तो समस्त शास्त्रों के जितने तात्पर्य उसके हृदय में प्रकटित हो जाते हैं और वो भक्ति में प्रविष्ट हो जाता है। आचार्य शंकर के बहुत से बड़े बड़े विद्वान शिष्य थे और उनके कपड़े धोने वाला, रसोई बनाने वाला, खिलाने वाला एक सेवक था, वो निरक्षर पढ़ा लिखा नहीं था। एक दिन शंकराचार्य के कपड़े लेकर के गंगा के बद्रीनारायण में, गंगा के उस पार में, भगीरथ के उस पार में कपड़े उनके धोने के लिए गया और उसको सुखाते बहुत देर हो गई। इतने में उनके और पद्मपाद और जितने भी शिष्य थे, हस्तामलक और पद्मपाद और सब बहुत से, उन लोगों ने कहा कि आप पाठ आरंभ कीजिए वेदांत का। उन्होंने कुछ नहीं कहा, अरे वो शिष्य के लिए अपेक्षा कर रहे हैं, वो मूर्ख तो कुछ जानता नहीं है, आप आरंभ कीजिए। किंतु इन्होंने आरंभ नहीं किया, इतने में वो दौड़ता हुआ आया और आकर के ऐसा सुंदर काव्य और कठिन भाषा में, संस्कृत भाषा में गुरु जी का स्तव करने लगा, ये देख करके आश्चर्यचकित हो गई, ये कैसे ये सब जान गया। ऐसे ही जस देवे पराभक्ति, जस देवे पराभक्ति जथा देवे तथा गुरु तस्ते करता ही आता। जो गुरु की ऐसी सेवा करता है जैसे उपास्य देव कृष्ण है, तो शास्त्र उसके हृदय में प्रवेश कर जाता है।
हरे कृष्णा, कल एकादशी है, कल वृंदावन की परिक्रमा है, जो लोग हरिनाम की इच्छा के लिए आग्रह किया है तो प्रवचन के बाद प्रभु के पास में नाम लिखा दे। कल सुबह 9:30 बजे हरिनाम दीक्षा होगी। We are one for teachers and they register their name with Jio Prabhu after class and they have to present their 9:30 a.m. They can go parikrama before and come back to 9:30. Yeah, when I'm dikha mile tara parikrama samasana ke liye sarana de diya hai. Jo log bhaiya dikha lenge ya lenge log pehle nikal jaye parikrama mein sarana mein jo aap sab karke
there's a communication workshop from 2:00 to 4:00 upstairs where everyone takes the prasadam with Anantapur. Haribol. So, Srimaduri Karamini by Sri Krishna Chakrabi Thakur. So, we're discussing how Shraddha is awoken by Sadhu Sangha. But how do we achieve Sadhu Sangha? By accumulation of pious activities related to bhakti, bhakti and mukti kriti, by performing activities such as taking bath, nigaya, visiting different theatres. By this, we collect security, and when that security is very thick, then we can achieve the association of the sadhus. That's Sadhu Sangha awakening to faith, and that faith will inspire us with this understanding of the necessity of taking shelter of a bona fide guru. After taking shelter of the bona fide guru, the spiritual master will instruct the disciple on the process of bhajan and the proper behavior of a Dikshit Vaishnava that is called sadhachara. So Jiva Goswami says, by hearing bhakti shastra, devotional literatures continuously, Shraddha of faith awakens. That Shraddha is characterized by unflinching faith, that one understands my only duty is the performance of Bhagavad Bhajan. But to perform Bhajan, I need a spiritual master. After taking shelter of the Guru, one will perform Vishwamena Guru Seva. One will serve the Guru full of intimacy, and from him learn the process of bhajan. The relationship with the Guru will become like Lokisat Anuba, means very close, like almost like a materialistic friendship. It's so close, so near and dear. This Guru Seva is the doorway by which to enter the kingdom of bhakti. Therefore, Bhagavan has also said that Videhi Madhyam Suram Lavam Sukalpam Guru Kanadam. The spiritual master is like a captain to in order to take the boat of the human body across the ocean of birth and death. Deva Srimad Bhagavatam has said, Tasmana Guru Padyeta Nikyasa Srimdama Sati Pane Nishnatam Brahmani Pasana Sayam. The disciple will think, Nikyasa Srimdama, how I can achieve the topmost auspiciousness in my life. Therefore, in order to understand that, he approaches the feet of a bona fide guru. What are the symptoms of such a bona fide spiritual master? He must be completely expert in all the shastras, especially the essence of the shastra, which is Srimad Bhagavatam. He must be equipped and be able to dispel the doubts of the disciple. He must be able to enter the heart of the disciple and empower the disciple. And free, he must be free from all types of bad attachments and behavior. By the mercy of such a perfected spiritual master, by this Mahakripa, one will achieve all perfection. Therefore, again, in other places discuss the symptoms of such a guru. He must be expert in the Veda, especially the Srimad Bhagavatam. He can dispel all doubts, and he himself must perform bhajan with full faith and determination. Because of performing bhajan in such a manner, he must have some realization of the Lord himself. He has the power to empower, he has the power to infuse the disciple with enthusiasm for the performance of Hari Bhajan. Such a bona fide spiritual master must be free from all types of material attachments, and he must be free from the control of the six enemies, like lust, greed, anger, envy, madness, and illusion. By the service, by serving such a spiritual master, one will achieve prema bhakti, otherwise never. Therefore, Srimad Mahaprabhu explained the secret book of Swamipada, the 64 limbs of devotion, and the first five are concerned with the relationship of the spiritual master. One must take shelter of such a bona fide sadhu. From him one will learn all proper types of behavior, Vaishnava Sadhacha, how to worship the deity, how to mix and perform sadhusanga. From that guru one will take initiation into Vishnu mantra and also take instructions on the process of devotion. One must also engage oneself in the service of such a guru. Therefore, before accepting mantra, the disciple should serve, should remain near the spiritual master and serve him for some time. In that time, the disciple has a full opportunity to examine the character of the guru, to see if there is any faults in the spiritual master, or if the spiritual master has realized anything. In a similar vein, for that time, the guru will also examine the disciple, whether he is qualified to become a disciple, whether he has other desires except for Hari Bhajan. Thus, Sri Vishnu Charitapa said there should be a mutual examination between the guru and the disciple. Never Diksha Kali Bhakta Kariyatma Samapan, Sri Kali Krishna Kariyatma Sam. At the time taking initiation, the devotee completely surrenders to the spiritual master. At that time, the spiritual master bestows upon the disciple a spiritual body which is as good as Krishna. And in that, with that spiritual body, the disciple performs the service of Sri Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says, how a disciple should serve the spiritual master, just like a very chaste wife will even neglect the remembrance of her children and other such activities in order to exclusively focus on the spiritual master. In the same way, a bona fide of service of the husband. In the same way, a bona fide disciple must become completely absorbed in the satisfaction of the spiritual master, forgetting everything else. By this guru seva, one should have complete faith, I will achieve all perfection. Even if one's absorption in guru seva awakens an obstacle in the performance of shravan and kirtan, for example, he's too busy to hear class or to perform bhajan, it doesn't matter. The service of the guru will restore the result of Shravan and Kirtan also. And by guru seva, the meaning of all the scriptures will enter the heart. A nice example in this regard is Sripad Sankaracharya. He had one disciple named Govinda, and he was always engaged in washing Sripad Sankaracharya's cloth, cooking for him, washing pots, and all that other type of thing. One day, Sripad Sankaracharya, when he was in the Himalayas, he was about to give class. There were maybe 5,000 disciples there. They were very, very learned. That time, Sankaracharya was simply waiting. And all the learned disciples said, "Oh Gurudev, please commence your explanation of the scriptures." Everyone is hearing, except Govinda, but he's an idiot, he doesn't know anything anyway, so continue. But Sri Sankaracharya didn't stop. Meanwhile, Govinda Pada was washing the cloth of Sri Sankaracharya on the other side of the Ganga, and he came running late. He sat there and began offering many amazing prayers, full of high class Sanskrit and many deep, deep realizations. And all the other disciples were, they couldn't understand what he was saying, so much these realizations were deep. Srimad Sankaracharya said, this is the result of Vishwambhu Guru Seva, serving Guru with intimacy. God Brahma